In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Ravens OTAs open to the media tomorrow. And joining us now to talk about that, as he does every Tuesday, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. He is Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, good morning. How you feeling? Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. It certainly feels like football's back in the air with OTAs. And, you know, it's just another thing off of that checklist you can check off and getting closer and closer to the regular season.
Now, when you get ready to put together your projected 53-man roster, looking at the players at their disposal right now, John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta, what's the toughest position for you to project? Or is there really one, like starter at left guard and all that? We get that. But what's the toughest position to project when you're trying to put together a depth chart at any one spot for the Ravens this year?
Well, I think we're talking about guys that maybe have an opportunity to make the roster, and there maybe are, and there are just too many players and not enough roster spots. I kind of look at the outside linebacker position a little bit, because to me, I think that the kind of a sweet spot to me there is five. And so if you look at that, it's Adafe Owe, Kyle Van Noy, Mike Green, and then you got Tavius Robinson. And I personally, if I'm Baltimore, I'm not going to let go of Adisa Isaac, who, you know, was a third round pick last year and didn't get a ton of run. So I think that when you look at the outside linebacker spot for a guy like David Ajabo or Malik Cam, who is trying to fight his way to a roster spot, do they want to keep six outside linebackers this season, or do they keep five? And if they keep six, that's fine. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but that means that maybe you don't keep as many offensive linemen. That means you don't maybe keep as many defensive backs. So to me, that's really intriguing and interesting, because I think that, to me, Ajabo is a player that has a ton of potential, but, you know, he's been injured for the majority of his career. It's unfortunate, but it's kind of the nature of the business where if he can't put it together in training camp throughout this, you know, OTAs, mini camp, whatever it may be, preseason, I think it may be the end of the line for Ajabo.
Hey, Kevin, how many starters do you think show up today and, you know, for the OTAs here this week?
I'm not expecting everyone. I don't think, you know, it's realistic to expect everybody. I'd certainly say some vets show up, some starters show up, but I don't really have a problem if guys don't show up to this. I mean, again, it's ideal if everybody does. I think that's the best case scenario. But, you know, the fact that it is voluntary, if they're not there for minicamp, that's a different issue. But, you know, I'd expect some of those vets to come in, set a tone. And, you know, it's important to get as many reps in as you can with, you know, your coaches, new teammates, getting familiar with new concepts and things that this team is trying to do. But, again, I don't think that the Ravens' Super Bowl hopes are won and lost over guys not showing up to voluntary OTA. So, again, it'd be great if everybody did show up, and I think that I expect some of the starters and vets to be there. But OTAs are also, you know, I think it's important for a lot of the younger players to get reps during OTAs and to figure out, you know, their kind of snap. You kind of divvy up the snaps that way during OTAs to the younger players, because, you know, does Lamar Jackson need OTAs? Does Roquan Smith need OTAs? They don't need OTAs. So it'd be great if they were there, but if they're not, you know, I'm not going to think that's too big of a deal.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, if it was up to me, the first 2 weeks of OTAs, you know, come the week prior to the mandatory mini camp, and then we can kind of get a little work in. But, you know, over these next 2 weeks, hey, guys, you know, if you want to come, fine. If not, I got no problem with it because it's a long season. It's a long season, and those guys are expected to be playing a lot of plays.
Right, and that's exactly it, where, you know, I think for these vets, they are going to be like the stars. You obviously need your star power to win a Super Bowl. You know, you need Lamar Jackson, you need Derrick Henry, et cetera, et cetera. But it obviously doesn't come down to just the stars. You know, you need some younger guys to step up, some depth pieces to have big moments. And so to me, getting those guys reps, you know, with the first team and figuring all that out, because you're right, you know, mandatory minicamp, training camp, preseason, well, maybe not so much preseason for these vets, but training camp, mandatory minicamp, they're going to get their reps in. So if they want to continue to do their workout regimen back where they're doing it and with their team and then come to mandatory minicamp and hit the ground running, that's completely okay with me.
Now, Kevin, who do you think will be the most scrutinized? Like when we go out there tomorrow, like your eyes are going to go to probably Loop first, you know, to see how he's kicking, or whom?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Tyler Loop, he's definitely somebody that everybody's going to have their eye on, just obviously because of the magnitude of the kicker position, and with Justin Tucker now being departed, I think he's someone that, again, you look at Baltimore's kicker history, and there's a lot that it's big shoes to fill for Tyler Loop. So, you know, I think that people should look out for him, obviously, one. But I think a couple of others that I'm looking out for, I'm excited to see Keaton Mitchell, to see what he's going to be able to do. Yeah. And, you know, someone that I think can have an important role for this team. Is he going to have the biggest role at the running back position? Of course not. But I think the Ravens missed some of his explosiveness last season. And credit to Justice Hill, he did a great job. And I think that having a three-headed monster of Henry and Hale and Mitchell going to be really, really important. I mentioned Ajabo. I think Trent Simpson and Teddy Buchanan also are two guys that I'm looking at for that spot next to Roquan. I'm not sure how much the organization trusts Trent Simpson right now. So, you know, if Teddy Buchanan can come in and prove himself and get some good reps in at OTAs, maybe that competition gets a bit more spicy during training camp. So I'm excited to see those guys. And you look at the secondary as well. Obviously, you know, Malachi Starks being Baltimore's first round pick, but if Shadobe Awuzie is there, if he's a vet that shows up, kind of seeing how he's moving and you know, how fluid he looks, because I know he's a really talented player, but injuries have kind of gotten the best of him recently.
Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, as we're getting ready for OTAs, open to the media tomorrow, what's happening on the website? What are you writing about on this lovely day in the Charm City?
Yeah, just trying to figure out, you know, some players to watch during OTAs, getting ready for them, and figuring out the biggest storylines, and looking also more if the Ravens are going to get another safety in the building to replace Ardarius Washington, or maybe if they're going to just go internal with the Bo Braid and Sanusi Kane route. So Ravens are, every day there's something to write about with this team, and we're covering it all over at the Ravens Wire.
Kevin, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much,
Kevin. Yep. There's Kevin Ostreicher. We'll come back, reset for you. Got the whip around, talk about what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. A ton. Rockabaco Torgorios with him from MassetSports.com. Birds trying to win a series tonight against the Cardinals at Oriole Park Camden Yards. And then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. You don't want to miss any of it. You want to join us, you can. It's Sportshead 583-1057.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
All right, top of the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday when allowed. We'll play it. Send your song request to the Plaza Ford text line at 410-583-1057. Steve Blake's son. Steve Blake, yes, that's Steve Blake. University of Maryland legend. Longtime NBA standout. Two Final Fours national championship. His son, what was his name, Nolan? I'm sorry, I just accidentally.
Nick Blake.
Yeah. Nick Blake committed to Maryland today.
Oh, nice.
I remember vividly following Steve Blake's recruitment when he was coming out of Miami back in the late 90s. Met him personally, interviewed him when he was at Oak Hill. Because he went from Miami, where his teammates were the Dennis Haslam. And then he went to Oak Hill to play his last year in college. Interviewed him there on the phone for the old basketball show at WNST. Met him at the Capitol Classic back in 1999. So we're talking 26 years ago. And Steve Blake has gone on. He was one of the great point guards in the history of the ACC. One of the great players of Maryland history. His son committed to Maryland today. No, Steve Blake's son. Now, you were young when Steve Blake was playing for the Terps. Where were you, six?
Very, very young.
Old enough to remember sort of things?
Not at the time, no.
But anyway, Steve Blake's son coming out. Now, Steve Blake was a top 50 recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Blake, maybe not so much. But coming up, he's a legacy guy, which is always great. And we'll see how this all turns out. But by the way, Buzz Williams has had kind of an epic run here. Recruiting. The kid Wilkins wound up committing to Duke ahead of Maryland, but Maryland got the Kansas transfer. They got a high school kid, adding two really good athletes, and we'll talk about that as the week goes on. But Buzz literally remaking an entire roster from the Sweet 16 team. It might be better than last year's team. Got to see him on the floor before we make any absolutes. But Joe Lunardi's got him in the tournament. So there you go. You got a proven coach. You've upgraded to head coach. Guy got a much greater track record than Kevin Willard as a collegiate head coach. So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of Maryland, men's lacrosse championship, they lose to Cornell 13-10. Second year in a row, Maryland has lost in the finals. It was number one seed Cordell, Big Red. Maryland was number two. Cornell always seemed to have Maryland at that, you know, I'm not a lacrosse expert by any stretch, but they were winning all the faceoffs, and they were getting all the loose balls, and they eventually won it. First time since 1977 that Cornell has won the men's lacrosse championship. They beat Johns Hopkins that year to win it. Maryland made the Final Four that year, because Maryland lacrosse is like Alabama football, UCLA basketball. And Tillman's gotten them there, and they won it a couple years back, but tough L yesterday for the old Turtles. Stanley Cup playoffs in the East. Carolina, they finally won an East Finals game. Beat the Panthers 3-0. They're still in big trouble. They're down 3-1, but, you know, showing a pulse and staying alive, old BG style.
Yeah, after Brendan Moore called him out a little bit, saying my stars need to play like stars. You know, and they played well. I mean, Bob, it was a 1-0 game. They got two empty netters, but it was a tight game, which is Carolina's kind of game. And both goalies were stars of the game. Both goalies played great. You know, Anderson and Bobrovsky both played great. And that was in Florida, so maybe they get a pulse going back to Carolina and try to win. But, I mean, Florida's been dominating.
Oh, they've been puffy pants.
Yeah. They've been out physical them, you know. Just, you know, what's amazing is the Caps lose to Carolina 4-1, and it wasn't close. So the Caps during the season beat Florida 3 times, all by 3 or more goals. You know, crazy.
Yep. Playoffs, a different animal tonight. Dallas at Edmonton. The Oilers are up in that series. 2-1. NBA playoffs last night in the West. Finally got a close game. A lot of blowouts in this series here in Oklahoma City. They kind of put it on you. But we got one that was tense. It was a battle. And in the end, the MVP of the league got what he wanted.
They do have a foul to give. 5 seconds. Gildas Alexander. Hesitation. Pulls up. Bank shot is good.
SGA. In Minnesota, ESPN on the call. 40 points for the league's most valuable player. 9 boards, 10 assists. Jalen Williams outstanding as well. He had 34 as the Thunder now take a commanding 3-1 lead in that series. Aaron Wiggins pining it yesterday. DNP. Coach's decision. So Wiggins, I mean, you know, you get to the playoffs, you trim some minutes, but he's been a valuable contributor to a team that's now a game away from getting to the NBA Finals. I guess, you know, he just didn't fit in to the mix last night. Tonight, the Knicks are at Indiana. Game 4, Pacers still lead that series 2-1, but they were about to go up a commanding 3-0. And Karl Anthony Towns was brilliant in the fourth quarter. So now New York can steal 2, if you want to call it that. What's the third time this year they've come, this playoffs, they come back from 20 back to win? Fraudulent teams don't do that. Fraudulent teams blow 20-point leads in playoff games, not come from behind to do it. So we'll see if Indiana can bounce back. That one's tonight in Indy. It's on TNT. See if the Pacers can bounce back. And if they win, they're up 3-1. They're going to win the series, we think. But if the Knicks win, then it goes back to MSG and all bets are off. It's the Whip Around Video and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. This day in Orioles history, it is May 27th, 1983. Kansas City, Eddie Murray, 2-for-4 with a homer, 3 ribbies. Gary Renicki went yard. Storm Davis goes 6 strong to pick up his 3rd win of the season. Tippy Martinez, 5th save, 7-4 Orioles over the Royals. Yankee Stadium, 1997. Pete Incaviglia, 3-for-5, 4 ribbies. Jeffrey Hammonds hit a 3-run jack. Scott Caminiti beat his former team. Armando Benitez picked up the 6th save of the year for himself as the Orioles beat New York 10-6. And then a year ago today, May 27, 2024, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Hey, remember this name, Nolan? Kyle Stowers. He was 3-for-4 with 4 ribbies. Allie Rutschman and Cedric Mullins both drove in, too. Cole Irvin went 5 shutout innings as the Orioles beat the Red Sox 11-3 a year ago today. We'll talk about the current day Orioles. They got 3 in a row. Win column. Winning streak becomes real tonight if they can win against St. Louis, which means they'll win the series. Rockabaco, MassetSports.com. And then old Nolan McGraw take a trip to his funhouse. Vinny's going to tell us about his trip to Hawaii. How the destination was great. Trip, not so much.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
Much. And joining us now to get into that, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Quick Draw. On the Window Nation guest hotline, he's with MassinSports.com. Welcome back to the show. Our friend and yours, Rockabaco. Rock, good morning. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend there.
Is it the ladies that call him Quick Draw, or is it just you guys?
Well, it can go either way. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just saw The Quick and the Dead the other day, so if you want to go there, but... We could definitely take this in another direction if you choose to do so.
If you're a little too quick, you could be dead.
Yeah, that's correct. No, multiple scenarios.
All right, that's it. Rock's not on the show anymore.
There you go. Well, I guess you know why he got the nickname, because he just kind of leaked it there, no pun intended. Rockabaco. All right, Charlie Morton, yesterday, six innings. Then you saw Kramer. Trevor Rogers, boy, no, I didn't see that one coming, especially because he was getting hammered down in Norfolk. Tomas Sugano has been all right. Eflin had some problems giving up the long ball, but kind of been a turn through the revamped rotation. What's real? What's an illusion? What are we going to look to see from a couple of the struggling guys here moving forward the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence they start playing better when the rotation is more productive. I mean, it always starts with the starting pitching, good or bad, and that rotation is starting to keep them in games and taking some of the burden off the bullpen. You're able to line up your relievers more the way you want. I mean, yesterday couldn't have worked out much more perfectly. And, you know, we saw hints with Mort. He had three good relief appearances in a row. It seemed like he was kind of figuring some things out. It was definitely a reset for him. Slow things down a little bit. Let him kind of get his bearings again, work on some things. His velocity was up. I think one pitch was 96 point something. The curveball, which is one of the best pitches in all of baseball, was finally working more for him, except for the home run. Everything looked better. So I don't think that's an illusion. And even though he's 41, this guy has won in this league for a long time. So I feel like that's a little bit more of what you can expect from him than what we saw before. Trevor Rogers, you know, and he was sent back after the game. But, you know, next time they need a starter, he could be up. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to overreact to one outing. But, again, his velocity was up. He's been working on a lot of things. So maybe that's closer to what we can expect with him. I think Sugano has been one of the best signings for this team in quite a while. And, you know, Kramer, now that we're past April, you get better Dean Kramer, still a little inconsistent, but you've got a better chance to see outings like that once, for whatever reason, we get through the first month of the season. So the rotation, that's a big deal. And meanwhile, you know, Eflin is still kind of working his way back, I think, but he'll be fine. He hasn't given up, I think, 7 home runs his last 2 starts. That's odd. But overall, I don't think that's the guy you worry about. And then we don't know what's going on with Grayson. We know Bradish and Wells will be back in the second half. This rotation has the chance, at least, to get back to where it makes this team a lot more competitive.
Now, as the rotation looks like, as you said, Rock, it's going to be more competitive. What about the bullpen? Seeing how Perez pitched himself off the team. Soto's had a rough go of it. Cano was great yesterday. The bullpen was outstanding yesterday, but May has not been kind. So as the rotation starts to stabilize, are there any cracks in the bullpen now?
Well, that's why, again, you need these guys to go deeper so you don't have to worry about covering innings. That was a big reason, too, while Morton was in the pen, just because you had to have a long man in there. And they really, really do miss Albert Suarez because he was that guy for them when he wasn't starting. But I just feel like once you're able to line up the relievers the way you normally would want to, if you can get your starters into the sixth or seventh inning, it's going to be a lot better for them. Andrew Kittredge, they certainly missed him big time. So having him back, I think, is going to make a big difference as well. And Cano, certainly this month, the numbers haven't been great, but every once in a while you see where the stuff is there. He just hasn't been getting the results. So I think the bullpen should be okay. They had to make that move with Perez. There's this, you know, this just wasn't working. He had a little stress where he hadn't given up runs, and maybe it was 5 in a row. But overall, the body of work, it's been a struggle, and it has been a decline since over really the last 3 seasons. So it wasn't that sudden. His ERA and WHIP keep going up, and they had to make some move there. But I think, you know, again, if the rotation's better, I think the bullpen's going to be better. I think they're linked.
Rock, we had a caller bring up the fact that the Orioles, offensively switching gears, have been more competitive with their at-bats. They were 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position a couple of days ago because they won because of home runs, great pitching. But why maybe a more prudent approach to the plate since Manzo's taken over, and with Kowser and Westberg possibly looming here at least maybe by the end of June, could we expect to see this category, which has been abysmal since last year, RISP, get a little bit better and more competitive, to use that word again?
Well, it has to be. And it's a weird thing of why they're better at bats, because Mancelino even said, he sits in on these hitter meetings, and so it's not like suddenly they said, hey, let's try this instead. It's been the same philosophy, the same approach. They went to the opposite field quite a bit more yesterday, it seemed like. I think all 3 of O'Hearn's hits were to left field. And by the way, I'm hoping that MV O'Hearn catches on. I keep trying on social media. Someone's got to make a T-shirt up. But they had much better at-bats, but they've been trying to do that. And, you know, you take what the pitchers give you. It's not like you can automatically always hit the ball to the opposite field. It just seemed to work out that way yesterday. But it is the same approach, and, you know, the same things they work on every day. For some reason, it just kind of clicked for them yesterday, and really the last few days. I mean, they were manufacturing runs where they don't have to rely on the home run, though Carlson then gives them one, but they don't have to rely on that. They've got some good hitters on this team, and guys now are heating up more. Holiday, I just keep him atop the order right now. O'Hearn has been wonderful for them all year. It's not just a sudden burst. You go back to the beginning of the season, he's been their best hitter. And yeah, if you get Kowser and Westberg back, it's going to make the lineup a heck of a lot better. And, you know, Urias gives them good at-bats. But, again, it is the same thing they preach all the time. It's just the last few days especially, we've really seen it come together.
Rock Abacco, MassinSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We've been talking on the show, Rock, when are the Orioles, air quotes, back? Well, they're not back. They're 15 games under 500. But we're assuming that Elias is in sell mode. Is there a date circled on his calendar where the Orioles either do what in the standings to change that from sell to, you know, let's stay the course, maybe not go full on 2017, which blew up in their face when they thought they were in it, and then they were out of it really quick. What's the mindset right now in regards to what Mike Elias's next 6 weeks are going to be like looking forward?
I mean, if there's an exact date, he ain't telling us.
Right.
I don't even know if there is one, but, you know, obviously, they're going to have to make a run here. They're going to have to put together some lengthy winning streaks, which happens. We saw the Twins do it. The Cardinals have done it. You're going to have to win 9, 10, 11 in a row and then double up and do that again. I mean, they just dug themselves that much of a hole, but it is still May. But it is going to be a really big decision. It's not going to be a teardown. I mean, they're not going to strip this team bare and start over again. I mean, that's not happening. It would not be another full rebuild. But yeah, you're going to reach a point where it's like, well, you know, we aren't going to be able to realistically make a run here. And then you start looking at pending free agents. And that can be O'Hearn. It can be Mullins, a couple guys in the pen. You know, they could start stripping away guys here. You know, Kittredge has a $9 million option that some teams will think is pretty attractive for a good bullpen arm like him. So, you know, they could start doing that. But if they, as they get healthier and they start playing, if they start playing better, then there may be some hesitancy and say, look, no one's running away with this thing and we're still in it. So maybe in his mind, he has a kind of vague kind of date of, all right, let's see where we are around whatever. But he's certainly not telling us. But it's going to be a big decision at what point you go ahead and say we are 100% sellers, because it's going to be it's an interesting thing where you say, hey, they're already playing better. And once you start getting this guy and this guy and this guy back, you know, they're going to be a better team. But if you're still too far out at some point, then it doesn't really matter, because they're going to start peeling away guys that give them the best chance to win, and then you're definitely conceding. So it's going to be a big decision. They haven't won four in a row since June of last year. They have a chance to do it tonight. So this would have to be one of those runs we're talking about here.
Now, Rock, when you look at Gunnar fundamentally throwing and stuff, what do you see? Because he's got five errors, and Mountcastle and Rivera, they've saved him on a couple plays.
They have, and it's kind of up and down. Like, you know, we saw that really bad throw where he's trying to do too much, trying to get the force at second in Boston. Throws into center field. Then he made multiple plays where he's charging a ball and on the run, throwing across his body and getting out that a lot of players can't do. So you see the talent there. There just tends to be, you know, some inconsistencies, and maybe it is trying to do too much. Maybe it's trusting your abilities a little bit too much. And guys press, we always talk about at the plate when a team is struggling. Well, I think they press to the field a little bit too, trying to do too much. So there's inconsistency still there. I think he still is a guy that you keep at shortstop with that arm, that athleticism. And it's something they take a lot of infield drills, do a lot of work, and he'll continue to do that. It's just the inconsistencies. But I saw him make multiple plays in Boston at where you're like, and yesterday where it's like, you know, a lot of guys don't do that and just gets marked as 6-3 in your scorebook. But it was actually a plus play. We just seem to notice the errant throws more so.
Rock and Bocco, MassinSports.com. Rock, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the series against the Cardinals, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Rock.
Thanks, guys.
There's Rock and Bocco, everybody. We'll come back. Nolan McGraw, take a trip to the funhouse with him. News from the Nest coming up here, top of the hour. Talk to Ravens as they're on the eve of OTAs. Well, it's open to the media tomorrow, and we'll get attendance reports and all of that good stuff that comes along with it by yourself. Count that Tuesday money at 12:15. Let's see. Hey. Our boy, Brian DiArdo, joining us for some NFL lunch. He's always fun to talk to. That's 1 o'clock. Hey, Orioles could get hot like St. Louis and Minnesota did in the month of May and put themselves very much in the discussion to possible sneak into some wild card stuff. Yeah, we're way ahead of ourselves. Problem with the Orioles, as I see it, they built too deep of a hole. Yeah. If they were 10 games under 500, then got hot. But, I mean, they were 18 games below 500 after losing the opener against the Red Sox over the weekend. Now they're down to 15, but you got to keep chipping away. And we'll talk to Derek about what the key to the St. Louis turnaround has been.
The other thing too, Bob, is there's some other, you know, like the Central, those teams are winning, and the Yankees now are winning more
games.
The
only team the Orioles are ahead of in the American League are the White Sox.
Yeah.
So they've got to jump over literally everybody else to get into playoff consideration. But we'll talk to Derek about what St. Louis has done to rejuvenate their season. Let's bring Nolan in. Quick draw, how are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Feeling refreshed and relaxed. Yesterday on my show, I posed a question to the audience about, you know, this is a lost season for the Orioles, but it doesn't mean that it's not an important one. In fact, you could argue that the importance gains even more significance when you start talking about selling at the deadline and the impact that could have on next year. But I gave the listening audience, you get one free wish for 2025, one thing that could come true in a lost season, because there's been so much that's been bad. But if you could have one positive thing this year, what would it be? And we got a good variety of answers. For me personally, I went with the development of Cade Povich. If he could develop into a legit back-end starter, that would give you so much more comfort building your rotation for next year. You got to shoot way higher than that. You need to spend money or trade for multiple front-end people, but give you something to secure that foundation of your rotation, and I think he could be a prime candidate for it.
Now, do we rub on like a magic baseball to get this wish to come true?
It's the Orioles genie. And the reason that it's only one wish instead of typically you get three wishes from a genie.
Yeah.
Well, the Orioles don't really abide by any laws of common sense. So the Orioles genie doesn't either.
And I'm 100% with you. Since you already took that wish,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Coby Mayo proving that he belongs at the major league
level. That's a good one.
Because Ryan O'Hearn's a free agent after this season. Ryan Mountcastle's hit three home runs since the All-Star break last year. And he's hitting free agency after next year. So if the Orioles continue to be 15 games below 500, both of them might be gone. Somebody's going to have to play first base. And I don't know if you're going to make Samuel Basayo do it. And you're certainly not going to make Adley Rutschman do it. Somebody has a Rivera. I mean, but he could be, you know, Orioles got him at the trade deadline last year or around that time. Mayo, can I say, can play first base and hit, or you only get one?
Well, it's funny. That was, I guess, our most popular answer. Not necessarily Mayo developing, but just giving him the chance. A youth movement in general. People wanted to see more from Mayo, wanted to see more from Kerstad, give him a chance to play every day, and just at least, even if they're not the guy, at least you know. And you're a little closer to having more of a concrete idea.
Okay. But I'll go with he proves he can play at this level because he's been a hot top 20 prospect for a couple of years now. And we know he can rake at the minors, even though he's had his struggles this year. Yeah, if he can be a guy, if he can be Westberg, Kowser, Gunner, Adley, you know, that guy, now Jackson Holliday, man, that just, and Povich, that just add so much more to the youthful dynamic of this team and controllable pieces. So I'll go with that.
And whether it's here or elsewhere, I mean, if he ends up being a good player, he'd still be a candidate to be traded for pitching, okay. I would think. You'd all have right. to weigh. But I'm with you. I mean, if a guy's good, you want to keep him.
Yeah. The biggest problem with Mayo, he just doesn't look confident when he's playing. You know, mm-hmm. that's at least in the majors.
Right. Yeah, now the defensively. Especially.
And that's, offensively. You
know, third base is just enough with the third base.
Yeah, the one hoppers.
Because and there's no path for him at third base. No, it's blocked. It's going to be Westbrook.
Way blocked. Yeah, no doubt about it. But first base, that could be an open spot for you, Coby Mayo. But, you know, if he's not good at his chosen position, what makes you think he'll be better at a spot that is not as easy to play, as some would say? But Mounty was drafted as a shortstop. Then moved to third, then played left field, found a home, Gold Glove finalist 2 years in a row. So it's not an impossible task to your point. We have time for a fun house. You want to wait till next one?
We'll wait for the next.
All right, coming up next, news from the Nats. You want to talk to us about the Ravens, what you want to see OTA-wise in regards to attendance. Feel free to join us at 410-583-1057. We'll talk about filling out this 53-man roster. And guys on the bubble, Kevin Allstriker last hour or earlier in the 11 o'clock hour. Don't look like there might be room of the inn for old David Ajabo here.
Yeah.
Is that an appropriate thing to maybe assess as we get closer to the season?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid Grand Touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic Vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.